Good morning, Simon. As with everyone, COVID came along and looked like it was going to stop scouting. Fortunately for us, the Scout Association, managed to do a deal with the company that owns Zoom, and we were able to continue without any breaks to do Scout meetings online, which was lots of fun. It's just obviously remotely. So the young Scouts still did activities at home, involved their families. It was difficult because you're not face to face. The teaching skills, you have to expand your mind and try to come up with weird and wonderful ways of teaching lots of Scout skills over the internet. It proved a challenge to start off with, but we got there in the end.
Wow, it's amazing that you were able to continue. And I know that there's lots of plans for the future, including something actually which is very, very important. What badge do you get for raising enough money to buy 2 DFibs?
So, yes, the Scouts, all of the Scouts will manage to, that will assist, and all of the team are involved in it. They'll get their fundraising badge.
Amazing. So that's
help in the community, so their community badge as well.
Amazing. And it's not just one, is it? It's 2 you need at the Village Hall, because you said there was an assessment and it became just how apparent you needed them. Tell me where the nearest DFib is and why it's so important.
So the nearest DFib to the Scout Hut, and that's where we did our risk assessment, is at Watlington Village Hall, which is 2.83 miles away. So that's 3 miles there, 3 miles back. That's 6 minutes in the car. That's 10 minutes. And with people that need an AED, a defibrillator, every second counts. So it, ideally, 1, if not 2, would be fantastic in our village.
That's too much time, isn't it? So the date for the diary is 7th of March at the awesome Red Barn. Richard has very kindly lent you his building to do some fundraising. What's going to happen on that day?
So that's Saturday, March the 19th. And Richard Rockcliffe, has kindly, obviously a member of the Runcton Home Village, has kindly allowed us free use of the Red Barn. So from 10 o'clock on the Saturday through till around about 1800, the Scouts and some of the local district team will be hosting some Scout activities, arts, crafts, archery, shooting, axe throwing, and all families are welcome to come down. It's free of charge. If they'd just like to make a donation in one of the buckets, and one of the leaders will take them along and hopefully teach them some new skills. So yes, we've got a paracord man coming to do some paracord tuition. And lots and lots and lots of other things planned for during the day.
Yeah, live music with Vibes Video Disco and DJ LIM as well. It's going to be a brilliant day. The 19th of March, right? Saturday.
That's correct, yeah.
Gorgeous venue as well. Good night guaranteed, and hopefully enough money for 2 DFibs by the time we're done and everything else. What does a DFib cost?
So we've managed to get a discount through the Scout Association. So normally they price at around £1,000. We've managed to get one for about £400.
That's amazing.
Plus the box on top as well to house it. So it's a public access, so anyone can access it then. So it comes to a total of an AED plus a box, around about £1,200.
That's a lot of money.
So I'm hoping that we're going to raise enough money for 2.
I hope so too. Well, look, good luck with it. We'll get it on our events guide. And thank you for taking time out. That's Andy, Scout Leader at Runcton Home, needing 2 DFibs. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Simon. Take care.
All right, back to work now. Come on.
Thank you.